This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Hour number three of the G-Bag Nation, as we're about to catch up with Katie George of ESPN. As we are out here at Pickler Universe, Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, Brian Broaddus. Hey, Fred Davis is out here as well, fellowshipping with you. Come on out and hang out with us at Pickler Universe here in Carrollton. It's like Carrollton, Louisville. We got Stella Artois out here. The Stellas are flowing. This place is absolutely packed. It's an amazing, if you've never played pickleball, you just come on out here, grab a racket, jump on one of these courts. I mean, it's absolutely jam-packed right now. Awesome place to be. And it's a great sport. I mean, all ages clearly are playing this. We got, I mean, young couples that are out here. We've got elderly people that are out here that want to be playing and staying fit. We've got, like, families that are out here battling each other. This is a great, great spot, and I encourage you to come out and party with us. Last night, that Cooper Flagg debut, really, it was all about Nembhard as well. I thought he was brilliant, but Cooper Flagg got me so pumped. So I already was, but seeing him in the 32, just seeing how much even bigger he looked. And one thing that I saw our buddy Tim Cato put out when it came to last night was, you know, clearly, and Jason Kidd talked about this, they wanted to make Cooper Flagg uncomfortable. And the amount of shots that he put up, clearly the shot wasn't falling for him. But he said after the game, Cooper Flagg, that I haven't probably taken that many shots before. That's something new. And Tim Cato said he's right. He had 21 attempts. That would have been the second most he took all last season at Duke. Mm-hmm. He is not a guy that is even putting up that many shots in a typical game, but this is summer league. So we're going to have you on the point. We want to see how you handle that. And then how do you handle just putting up a gajillion shots? And if you're making them, cool. If you're missing them, how do you react?
Right, right. And especially since you're only going to probably get two games out of them.
Yeah.
You might as well just run it up from a minute standpoint, aggressive standpoint. Just go, leave it all on the floor right there. I loved what he did, and I love what Nembhard did last night.
Joining us now, one of the hardest working people, just period, in show business, was in Frisco covering Big 12 Media Days, now in Vegas working the ESPN broadcast of Summer League and Cooper Flagg's debut, the pride of Louisville Volleyball, the one and only ESPN's Katie George. Katie, how the hell are you? Thank you so much for giving us some time today.
Oh, absolutely, guys. I'm doing well. A little tired after you just laid out my travels, but obviously excited to be out in Vegas covering Summer League and seeing some of these draft picks finally get on the court.
Yeah, it had to have been a whirlwind, I'm sure, going back and forth from Frisco to Vegas. Yeah, the time difference there. But what stood out to you last night? I mean, the broadcast was awesome. I know for us here in the Metroplex, we were super hyped to see Cooper Flagg in his debut. What were your big takeaways getting to see him up close in person?
Yeah, that was my first time getting to see him play. You know, I don't cover college basketball, so I hadn't seen him play at Duke. And so I was impressed. I know, you know, I work for a company that is pretty good at overhyping things and, you know, freaking out if something doesn't go to plan, right? Like, his debut wasn't as good as he thought. And he was actually very harsh, I thought, in terms of criticizing himself. You know, post-game, he told me, he was like, it wasn't good enough, it wasn't to my standard, I didn't play well. And then when he got to the scrum after the game outside the locker room, you know, he said it was one of the worst performances he felt like he's ever, you know, put on the floor. I think that's probably a bit harsh, but that also speaks to the type of player and kid that this guy is. And I think that that bodes well for the Mavericks because he does hold himself to such a high standard. You guys just mentioned he took a lot of shots. That's something that Jason Kidd wants him to do. Yes, he only went 5 of 21. But as you guys know, like, this is their first time as a group of new players playing alongside one another. You know, I had the Spurs in the second game last night. Spurs looked so much better than the 76ers because the Spurs played out in the California Classic or the Salt Lake Classic or whatever it is. You know, they had a couple games under their belt. It takes time for all these new pieces to kind of learn how to play off each other alongside one another. So you can't say that a career is going to be made or broken, you know, on one summer league debut. But I have to tell you, that place last night was jam-packed. There was, an electricity in Thomas and Mack just because everybody wanted to see Cooper Plagg play. It reminded me of when Victor Wembanyama made his debut, Zion Williamson, you know, years back. So there is so much hype around this kid. I was impressed with the way he handled himself overall.
And how about just the way that, I mean, there was plenty of Mavericks veterans that were just there to watch Kyrie Irving, P.J. Washington, guys like that. And they seemed like they were all getting super excited for him when he would make a play. Like, just the dynamic between Cooper Flagg and the veterans on this Mavs team. Did you get a feel for what that was like?
Yeah, I mean, everybody who is anybody from the Mavs organization was there last night, which I think bodes well and speaks to the culture that they've created and that the older guys wanted to be there to see these young guys play and support them. And Kyrie Irving being there, I thought, was a really big deal. You know, I actually just came back from the gym. I sat down and had a one-on-one conversation with Cooper. And I asked him, I said, it's one thing to get to learn from a player, a legendary player like Kyrie Irving, and just the way that he plays the game. But also being able to pick his brain because he's been there. He's been in your shoes. He was the number one overall draft pick back in 2011. You know, what's that experience like, knowing that you have a guy that you can rely on and lean on who's already done this? He knows the expectation and the notoriety that comes with being the number one overall pick. And Cooper said, he was like, I'm so excited. He said, you know, he's already had conversations with Kyrie, but he's like, I'm so excited to be able just to spend time with him and see how he goes about his day to day. And I think that Kyrie, you know, has been many things throughout his career. And I covered him when he was in Boston and then certainly obviously since he's been with the Mavs. And I have to say that Kyrie seems so much more content and happy as a player and a person within the Mavs organization. And I think that lends itself to him becoming a better leader. And I think that he's going to look at someone like Cooper Flagg and really take him under his wing. And I think that it's going to be a really great partnership for Cooper.
Hey, Katie, is this, when you mentioned you got to sit down with him and talk, was he glad this was all over with, though, the first game out of the way, you know, and all the, I mean, you talked about the hype and things like that, but was there a way that he just kind of said, yeah, I didn't play well, but was there a little bit of relief that it was over with and now he can kind of focus on other things?
Yeah, I have to imagine that there was. You know, he said that the recognition, the notoriety, the fans asking for photos and autographs,
sure,
has been a little bit crazier than he even anticipated. He said he knew it was going to be a lot, but then since arriving in Vegas, he said it's exceeded even what him and his camp were expecting. And, you know, he also said, too, like, from last night, he was like, I was tired, I think. He was like, look, they were having me bring up the ball. You guys mentioned before bringing me on, you know, Jason Kidd wanted to make him uncomfortable. They wanted to put him in uncomfortable situations, bringing the ball up, running point. Handling, he said, you know, I haven't done a whole lot of that, so having a guy pick me up 94 feet, he said, I constantly had a body on me at all times. And he said, that's something that I'm going to have to get used to, certainly. But he was like, for my first time out, he said, I think it kind of drained me. You guys also mentioned he played a ton of minutes, which I love. Like, he probably is only going to play a handful of games, maybe even two. Tomorrow might be his last. Like, run him, see what he can do, push him. And they certainly did that. And so I just thought, I think for him, he wished he would have played better, but this is how it goes, and it takes a little bit of time to kind of find your rhythm. And I think by Saturday, tomorrow afternoon, when he plays again against the Spurs, we're going to see even better performance. Do you know who really impressed me? I don't know what about you guys. I was pleasantly surprised and really excited with the play from Ryan Nimhard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was unbelievable. I mean, we had got to have him on our station actually earlier in the week. Great person. But to go out there with 21...
Yeah,
and obviously, you know, if it weren't for the size, he's probably a first-round pick, in my opinion. But the Mavs might have found one there, Katie, in Ryan Nimhard.
Well, I feel like it kind of flew under the radar, right? The signing, and good on Nico Harrison to get it done as soon as the draft ended because he went undrafted. But I think he's a steal. And, you know, I was walking past Jason Kidd last night, and I said, gosh, what a get in Nimhard. I said, I know he's a little bit small. And Jason said, yeah, he's like, I don't mind his size. He's like, because we have plenty of length to cover for him. He's like, we're so big in other positions. I mean, even their summer league team is really long and lengthy. Mm-hmm. But the guys on the roster are certainly huge. And so, you know, for Kidd to say that, I think Kidd probably sees like a little bit of himself. I know Jason's a little bit bigger, but I think that Kidd probably sees a little bit of himself in Nimhard. And, you know, what was really fun for me is, you know, during the game, I got to talk to Andrew Nimhard, who plays for the Pacers and just come off of, you know, an NBA Finals appearance, and just how excited he was for Ryan and to have that kind of start in that game and finish the way that he did. Like, I just thought he was in total control running the offense and just looked so poised and calm, like he's been doing it all his life. And on that stage, as you guys mentioned, there's definitely nerves. You know, that these games are so overhyped. There's so many people watching. I was really impressed with Ryan.
Hey, Katie, okay, so you were there at the Big 12, the media days for that. I have a question for you. Who are you going to pick after everybody you got to talk to? Just make the pick for who's going to win the Big 12 just for the fact that you got to visit with so many good people.
You know, that's a really hard question to answer because I think there's so many capable teams this year, which is going to make the Big 12 so much fun to watch. Obviously, people aren't making the mistake doubting Arizona State, and I'll be curious to see if Sam Levitt can run it back. But here's my pick. They certainly have the most talent on their roster. Can Texas Tech put all these new pieces together that they went out and got during the offseason, much in part because of becoming an NIL juggernaut? If they can put it together and play well, I think Texas Tech is kind of my dark horse pick that could win the Big 12 because of the talent that they infused in the offseason.
I love that.
Yeah, Joey McGuire is a friend of the program.
Sure is.
Here.
I married into a Texas Tech
way back, so I love your pick. Absolutely love your pick.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to see. And I've never been to Lubbock. You know, I cover a lot of SEC football and in college football season, but, you know, I'd love to get a little bit in the Big 12. We had the luxury of covering, you know, ASU and Iowa State in Dallas last year, or up in Arlington for the Big 12 title game, and that was so much fun. So I'm really curious to see if Texas Tech can get in the mix this year.
ESPN's Katie George with us here on 105 through the Fan of the G-Bag Nation. We did get a couple of texts wanting to ask about Colorado. What'd you think of Deion Sanders? What caught your eye there? And their quarterback situation. Did you get a feel for maybe where they might be leaning?
Yeah, I didn't get a full sense, but I got to talk to Caden Salter, and I was impressed with him. He seems very calm, laid-back guy. You wonder, like, when he steps on the field, is he able to kind of turn it on, right, from a competitive standpoint? I think you certainly see that in his film. I think that, you know, he and Juju are a little bit different, Juju being the true freshman that's come in. They're different in style. I think Juju's a little bit more of a pocket passer, and I think that Caden has the ability to run, so he presents that dual threat, you know, quarterback situation. I'm curious to see if Deion and Pat Shurmur will employ a two-quarterback system, which then will allow Juju to get comfortable, right? You know, I think it takes guys time, certainly, to feel themselves out at the college game. Because I don't know about you guys, but in terms of, like, I'm out here at Summer League, I think there's certainly a difference from college to the NBA level, and all these players out here will tell you that. But I think the most drastic difference for a sport is college football from high school, right? Like, that is a massive, massive jump for these guys. And so I think the sense I got is they'll start with Caden Salter with the idea that eventually Juju will take over sometime in the season once he gets comfortable.
Katie, you mentioned the SEC games that you have covered. Is there an SEC game day experience that you have that is maybe set above the rest?
Oh, gosh, that's such a tough question.
I know.
You don't upset anybody.
I do put you in a bad place
with
this question.
Please say LSU because you're talking to a grad here.
Well, okay, so it was presented to me that Death Valley was going to be above and beyond the best atmosphere in the SEC. And I have to say, I love doing night games at Death Valley. But because it was so hyped to me, I think it was oversold. Like, they told me I wasn't even going to be able to hear myself think.
Oh, you're
and
right.
There are moments,
right.
Certainly. There's moments that you can't. and it's so loud. But I thought it was going to be a little louder, is what I was going to say. Gainesville, when Florida's good, Gainesville, I don't love the stadium itself, but when it's packed and rocking, that's a really cool environment. And I'll tell you that somebody that doesn't get a lot of hype, Auburn on a night game, Saturday night in the fall, Auburn's just such a cool place to visit. Like, great restaurants. It's such a stunning campus. The fans do such a great job. I like Jordan Hare a lot. And so I always tell people, like, don't count out somewhere like Auburn. But there are so many great atmospheres. And it's not just the SEC, right? Like, I've done a whiteout at, you know, Happy Valley up at Penn State. Like, that was an incredible scene. When people ask me, like, my favorite sport, I'm like, you can't top college football environments. They're just unbelievable. So I'm very blessed in getting to cover it.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say you're going to evaluate these stadiums on how much sweat you have to wipe out of your eyes.
Oh, my God.
Before you, like, I can imagine, you talk about the Swamp and Baton Rouge and those games and how humid and bad they are. My gosh.
It's so humid. Last year, they gave me, like, a thermometer, you know, where you can, like, put it in the ground.
Sure.
And it was funny. I was doing a pre-kick interview with Brian Kelly, and over where I was standing in the grass, it was about, like, 94, 95 degrees, right? But then I went into the team box to go interview Brian, and the team boxes are turf because they don't want to tear it up with all their cleats, which I get. But I said to Brian, I measured it right before we came on. I said, this is registering at 130 degrees hotter on the turf than compared to where I was just a couple feet over on the grass. And he was like, yeah, we might need to look at this then and just make it all grass. He was like, because that's ridiculous. And I'm like, yeah, playing down in Baton Rouge is no joke come early September.
Well, Katie.
Yeah, well, Katie, not everybody can go to Louisville and be at a smart school. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
some of us have to go to Baton Rouge.
Baby.
Yeah,
that's right.
58 degrees every single day in the gym.
Don't have to worry about the heat there. Thank you so much. I know you've been super busy. You're absolutely crushing. We can't wait to watch tomorrow, Mavs Spurs on ESPN. And hopefully we can catch up with you for college football this upcoming season.
Yeah, that sounds great. I appreciate you guys having me. Have a great show.
You as well. Thank you. There goes Katie George of ESPN. As we're live here at Pickler Universe, come on out. It's an awesome place to be. We'd absolutely love to see you. We're hanging out until 6:30, but we're doing a little Friday news dump next.
Yes, I'm going to try to rope in Fred Davis, who has made an appearance off of his morning show, RJ and Choppy Extravaganza, and we have all sorts of good news, including a Girl Scout cookie update.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Boom, we're back here live in the G-Bag Nation on a Friday. Let's get you that Friday news dump. Fred Davis just
putting the D in Fred.
Swung by the broadcast position. Just found out in real time, Fred Davis, not a Buffalo Chicken guy.
It's a massive upset.
Especially when it comes to pizza. That is shocking. I thought anything protein on the pizza would be two thumbs up for Fred. Mm. What's your ideal pizza, Fred Davis?
I am a meat lovers kind of guy. Don't get me wrong. I'll go for a good supreme. What's this guy's name? Kyle?
Colin.
Pizza
delivery. Know your teammates.
They never send the night show on remote, so this is all brand new to me.
You call them the orphans? What do you call your guys?
My illegitimates.
Illegitimates.
My illegitimates.
They're all 22 years old.
They're all the same age as my daughter.
The orphans.
So.
The orphans.
Well, that too. Or my foster kids. As somebody who was in foster care for a spell back in the day. But, good kids. Good kids, all of them.
Have we done the deep dive, Finn After Dark, foster care, Fred Davis story arc? Have we ever gone? I feel like that's a segment or two or three.
We just threw that in there. Just kind of slid that in, you know? Because I don't want people to get the wrong idea that, like, I'm making light of people that have been in foster care.
No, not at all.
It's like, you know, again, when you've been there, you can. So, you know.
Anybody call you Foster Fred growing
no
up?
No one's ever called me that.
All right. I'll be the first.
Hang on. I got to help one of the people.
There's the pepperoni pizza making an appearance here. Fred Davis with us in the Friday News Dump here in the G-Bag Nation. Brought to you by the Frankels, of course. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, go ahead and call the Frankels first. 214-333-3333. We talk Rangers, Astros with Jared Sandler coming up here in a few minutes. Of course, what you drinking, what you thinking at 5 o'clock. Then we'll have Eric Nadel, G-Bag of the Day, LA Live. We are rocking and rolling here on a Friday, and it's great to have you in here in the News Dump. We do have, go ahead and grab you a cold Stella. Yeah.
You know what? These are NFL.
You got to win, though. Man. You have to win in order to drink that.
Stella's
okay?
And pickleball.
Ryan just went and personally handed a Stella to somebody playing. This is a great moment.
Yeah.
There's a gentleman. He might be the best player in this facility.
And really? I wonder if he actually
he's
drinks
playing,
it.
He plays. He only plays with the Stella in his hand. And he like hits shots like between the legs. Okay. I mean, he is a. This guy can play.
Oh, he's tricking it up.
This is like his fourth Stella as he's playing these matches. I had to go hand him a fresh one.
He's the skip to my loo of pickleball.
Yeah,
he's pretty impressive. He's a real highlight.
He's going to hit this between his legs.
He tried to.
How much you guys loving and feasting on just the sadness in L.A. right now with LeBron James?
It's unbelievable.
Everything's being catered to Luka, and he just can't fathom it. First time in his career, a team is ready for him to walk out the door, and it's just that's what happens. You're gonna live long enough to become the villain if you're gonna stick around for really a million years.
Yeah, like I have never been one of those people that has hated LeBron. In fact, I've always kind of been a fan of LeBron. And after the,
especially when he was choking against the Mavs in the finals,
that was amazing. When he's just bricking up all, and JJ Barea is just shutting him down. Jason Terry is just like crushed it. Ha ha! Look at this. Check out my bicep, baby. You like that, Larry O?
Bang!
But this is extremely unlikable from LeBron James. Have some self-awareness, dude.
Yeah.
You're 40 years old. You're year to year now. Nobody knows when you're going to retire. You're still an incredible player at your age, but to think that, obviously, 26-year-old Luka Doncic is who they're going to consult for their future, that's going to be here, hopefully, for the Lakers for the next decade. They're not going to ask you about it. Like, really? How big of a head does he have?
I mean, 877-881-1053.
I think part of it is too, though. Again, when you've been in Broadus, you've been around big time athletes. Look, these guys have a hard time letting go. I mean,
they really do.
They have egos for a reason, right? And I
think it's hilarious that he's kind of walked back the ring talk.
Well, of course he has. He's flip flopped how many different times? You know. I mean,
he's the flip flopper of the NBA.
You decided a decade ago that that's the reason why you left Cleveland, which nobody really. I mean, look, at the end of the day, people understood. I mean, no one's trying to go to Cleveland as a free agent. Okay, so you go to Miami. We accepted that. We didn't like it, but we accepted it. You didn't win as many as we thought you were going to win, and so now that the tables have kind of turned, you're literally in the twilight of your career, so there is this kind of like, all right, now we get it. You're never going to catch Michael. Doesn't look like he will anyway. Then he takes the $53 million. At that point, you're kind of like, all right, you're certainly not trying to help the Lakers win at this point if you're taking all the money to not allow mid-level exceptions or whatever else it is that, you know, as far as cap space would be concerned.
Yeah, and DeAndre Ayton, they're really one.
Yeah, that's off-season. That's the solution.
Addition. Well, he was on our buddy George Sedano's radio show in L.A., and they asked him, like, hey, is LeBron and Luka, have they reached out to you, welcome you to the team? He was like, not really LeBron. Haven't talked to LeBron yet.
Yeah.
And he couched it like, hey, it's off-season, busy, I get it. But Luka sent him a text.
Well,
Luka sent him a welcome to the squad because Luka knows this is his squad. Luka knows that he was probably the voice.
Well, LeBron, got there, we talked about this. They were doing media availability, and usually you have LeBron is like kind of the voice of, speaks for the Lakers kind of thing. He went up to the media, up to the PR people, and said, "Nah, you got your guy. I'm done. See ya."
Yeah.
And then, you know, and threw Luka immediately into that role of the guy having to speak every night for the team.
Right. But then when it comes out that, hey, they consulted with Luka and told him about the sale, but LeBron was left in the dark, now he's butthurt about it.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not, like I said,
it's just
I'm
like
not
the books
surprised
that he's reading.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, maybe a Book of the Month club. Look what it's done for Oprah.
Yeah.
And Andrew Luck.
They're all dominating.
By the way, this is a target-rich environment.
I mean,
are we serious right now?
Telling Spittle a few weeks ago, like, bro, he needs
he's
to be
tripping
out here.
He needs
the fact
to
that he's not here right now.
Setting up shop.
This is an impressive situation.
Where's
from top
G
to
Spid?
Bottom. Pickler Universe, place to be on a Friday. That's for dang sure. Here in the G-Bag Nation, Friday News Dump, Fred Davis hanging out with us. How does this guy's make you feel? Pop-Tarts.
Mm-hmm.
Girl Scout cookies.
Ooh.
Collision course.
Party.
Okay.
What flavor?
So
what?
Pop-Tarts has now unveiled. They're joining forces to some extent on some new flavors with the Girl Scout cookies.
Okay.
You can now get Pop-Tart frosted thin mint flavor, Girl Scout style.
There we go.
Okay.
So you there get the, we go.
So that could get you in the Pop-Tart game. I think Broadus has kind of crapped on the Pop-Tart for many years.
No,
right?
Not true.
Not.
I like the red.
Oh, no, wait. Dawson.
Dawson
craps on
Dawson
the Pop-Tart.
Does, yeah.
So you can get the Thin Mint Girl Scout Pop-Tart now. You could also get the Frosted Coconut Caramel Girl Scout flavor into your Pop-Tart. So
is
just
this
wanted
just
to,
in California? Is it a test area? Are we not in the test area? What are we
great
doing
question
here?
No, I think we're going worldwide with this.
Wow.
What's the filling on the Thin Mint? Is it just the Pop-Tarts made of Thin Mint?
Cookie. It's got to be cookie.
Okay.
That'd be the flavor, the mint flavor on top with a cookie inside to it.
Okay.
With the dough.
Because, I mean, let's be real. The brown sugar cinnamon's still the goat of Pop-Tarts. I mean, are we in agreement on that?
I tell you what, man.
I was always a cookies and cream guy.
Pop-Tarts?
Yeah.
I don't know that I'm familiar with that flavor.
Fred and I go back to the days of when they didn't have frosting on them.
They were probably just
Great Depression
Pop-Tarts. I like just the blueberry or cherry or whatever without the frosting.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so the strawberry with the icing is incredible. It's elite. But the cookies and cream is divine. We got like a party going on behind us here.
I tell you what.
This guy's a big time Tolo, though, so I'm not.
Okay,
I won't go full Wooly Bully on his ass. Hey, pipe down, damn it!
We got pickleball DJ over here. Really taking it serious.
I mean, I didn't know if I was at a WWE event or a pickleball event. My goodness.
Okay, hey, here's what we need to know.
Yeah.
What was the choppy AM experience like?
I tell you what.
As a listener, I think we all appreciated it.
We had a lot of fun this morning. I mean, here's the thing. That was only the third time ever in the year that I've been at 105.3 The Fan I've ever even seen cross paths with Choppy.
Oh.
The first time he had no idea who I was. All right, we had fun with it. It wasn't until he saw me talking to Will Chambers. What was that? What was the event we did last year at Hurtado? where we did the football thing?
Fan Bowl.
So, and I'd only been at the station a month, so I'm not mad at him for that. But I went up to him, introduced myself, blah, blah, blah. He thought I was a he thought I was a listener. And then he saw me talking to Will Chambers. He's like, oh, okay, this guy might actually work here. Hmm. Then we did the event at Martin Brewery.
Yes, Martin
Brewery.
House. Martin House.
I get that wrong. Chit-chatted with him there, and then today. Sent a couple text messages out, a couple emails, boom, show prep. Showed up first about 10 minutes before. Hey, here's what we're doing. But you guys know, I mean, this is what we do.
This
like,
what we do.
You know, I threw out what top five was going to be.
Yeah, and top five was good.
Top five. He wasn't ready for the seriousness of it.
Do a lot of show prep in my show, Fred. Don't be showing up 10 minutes before and think you're going to do the show. That's a bunch of crap.
I don't want to, like, pull the curtain
back.
That's
why you do nighttime, Fred. Yeah. You're not on the big time.
That's true. That's
true.
Crap. There's something to be said for that.
How about that? Limited fake Sean Sharif making an appearance here at the Universe.
I'm telling you, this Fred Davis. Yeah.
Does he think he is?
Did you feel like you were with your long-lost cousin?
You know, it's funny, I mean, because there had been so many comparisons to me and Chop and the way we sound.
Lucius was saying Spider-Man meme.
Look, I'm not. I thought about that, but then you guys know how I am. I thought about something else and then talked about that.
That's weird.
Yeah, well, hey. But we had a good time doing it. It was a lot of fun. Again, nighttime radio, as you two know.
Different.
Okay. We come from a different world.
Yes.
And I'm in that mode 24/7, 365.
Dong around mode.
So I told him top five. This is how it's going to be, and he goes, "Well, give me a flavor of what you're thinking of." I said, "Columbine."
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
that's where we're going.
That's what we're doing today. Okay, not making light of it, but again, you, I don't editorialize the news, boys.
Right.
Okay? No, that's right. You just report it.
That happened.
You know, and you guys are what, in your early 30s. So again, the 90s, you were children. You were children. You had to be there. I mean, he knows. Although I don't know that the Biggie Tupac thing would have been on your top five.
No.
I'm guessing OJ would have been.
OJ was big in 94.
OJ.
Yes.
Okay. I'm thinking probably the OKC bombing would have been on yours.
That was on part of it, yes.
Definitely. Monica Lewinsky as well.
That was really big.
Okay.
Yep.
And then probably what, Waco maybe for you?
Waco, yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, there's four of them right there. I mean, look, the 90s were lit, boys.
Wow,
okay,
bro.
You had to be there.
Just
you had to be
all,
there.
Man.
Seriously.
Really impressive stuff. Fred Davis hanging out
Thanks
with
Freddie D.
Pickler Universe.
Thank you guys.
Great job,
Friday.
Guys. Great job.
Appreciate you all.
In the G-Bag Nation, we appreciate you rocking with us. What you drinking, what you thinking, top of the hour, leading into the Expressway commercial-free. Eric Nadel, G-Bag of the Day, LA Live. But coming up next, Jared Sandler, live from Houston, talking Rangers next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Thank you, Lucius. Time for our Rangers preview with Jared Sandler, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. It is Jack Leiter and Lance McCullers Jr. That is your pitching matchup. Silver Boot Series resumes from the armpit in Houston, which is now Daikin Park, and that'll never sit right with me. Jared, how are you? How is Houston? And this is going to be a juicy one this weekend, man. I mean, Brian's been putting in the call. This could really tilt. Hey, are you going to be a buyer or a seller? What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think this is a big series for sure. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you.
Yep.
Service hearing great. Okay.
Not a surprise.
Well, and you obviously are not going to. Oh, can you not hear me?
Oh, now we can. You dropped out for a sec.
All right, I'm trying to find. As you can imagine, here in Houston, the connection's not great.
Okay, you're good.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, good.
All right, I'm not going to move. So you know, you obviously want to win a series, right? But you know, there is a big difference when you're 10 games back or nine and a half games back, whatever it is. You know, between taking 2 of 3 versus sweeping a series. So, you know, the Astros just got swept by the Guardians. The Rangers are going to have DeGrom and Eovaldi pitching tomorrow and Sunday, respectively, with Jack Leiter going tonight. You know, you obviously want to win a series. I don't know that it's fair, just, you know, being candid, to say, hey, the division is, you know, what's, you know, first in sight right now. But that can change. And, you know, winning games here, winning series against the Astros, they got 3 series left. You know, that would help make a big difference. So I said this the other day, the Astros are better than I thought they would be so far. They're a good team. I don't think they're as good as, you know, their record is, which, you know, it was 20 games over. They've lost a few since. And so I think this is a team that's dealing with a lot of injuries, and they can be vulnerable, and hopefully the Rangers can take advantage of that.
The offense has been rocking and rolling as of late. It's been awesome. How do they match up with McCullers?
Well, you know, McCullers hasn't been very good here in his first year back from injury. Now, you know, I don't know how to put in the equation the Rangers arriving at 5:30 and probably not going to sleep until 6 a.m. this morning because of Artie Moreno's desire not to, you know, offer a getaway day game for any team. But, yeah, I mean, this is the type of matchup where, you know, you would think with how well the Rangers are hitting and, you know, what McCullers has done or hasn't been doing, you know, so far, that the Rangers should be able to, you know, to knock the ball around. Now, the Astros do have a very good bullpen, so you need to get to their starting pitchers. And tomorrow and Sunday, you know, I talked about who the Rangers are throwing. Well, tomorrow it's Valdez versus DeGrom. That's a fun one. And then Sunday, Hunter Brown versus Nathan Eovaldi. So it's going to be some tough tests, but this is the one where you look at the 3 pitchers the Astros are throwing in this series, and you look and say, well, this is the guy the Rangers, you know, should definitely be able to get to. And here's the thing, because it's the first game of the series, I think this is going to be a really important tone-setting type game.
Yeah.
Because if you can get to McCullers early, and the Astros, by the way, same thing applies for them with Jack Leiter, right? You know, let's look at it through both lenses here. But if you can get to McCullers early and you can get to the bullpen early, then, you know, that can set things up a little bit better for you on Saturday and Sunday. But, you know, the Astros obviously have the same opportunity and thinking the same thing. They're definitely looking at this series and saying, well, the starting pitcher we have the best chance against perhaps is the guy going tonight. So it'll be interesting to see how things play out tonight.
Hey, Jared, when you look at the Astros, how patient are they as hitters? It seems like that maybe Jack gets in a little bit of trouble when people wait him out, and he gets in a lot of those full count situations.
Yeah, because of all the injuries they've had and the guys that they have in their lineup, it's not really the most patient group.
You know, when they're fully healthy, it's a little bit different, but they're just not fully healthy. You know, Bryce Matthews making his major league debut. They got a couple of guys, you know, at the bottom of their order who I don't think that, you know, they fully expected to get any sort of real playing time for them this year. So, and remember, you know, Jack took a no-hitter into the seventh inning against them in Arlington. Now, the Rangers ended up losing that game, but, you know, he has faced them. So he has had success against them, but now, you know, they've got an opportunity to make some adjustments. And, you know, that cat-and-mouse game comes into play here. But Jack's had success. This is a team that has had a tough time sometimes with the fastball, and I think that's a benefit and perhaps a possible advantage for Jack going into tonight's game.
What can you tell us about this top prospect, Bryce Matthews, the Astros have called up to make his debut tonight?
Well, yeah, I don't know, you know, who knows how he's going to perform today. You know, he's their top prospect, but they have a very weak farm system. So, you know, that's not the same as a guy who's like a 10 prospect in baseball. You know, he's a good athlete. He's, I think, from Houston, which is, you know, cool for him. A guy, you know, played collegially at Nebraska, but, you know, he's a guy that's probably going to beat you more with his athleticism right now than his bat. We'll see what sort of adjustments he makes. He's a fringe top 100 prospect in the industry, which, you know, that's not a bad designation to have. But I guess, you know, it's not to say that he's a guy that people have pegged as a, you know, a multi-time all-star, you know, as his career unfolds. Now, again, not every guy who ends up making all-star teams was at one point a big prospect. So this guy might continue to develop and continue to be a big force. But I think where he can really cause some problems tonight is, you know, if he gets on base, his athleticism on the bases, that's where, you know, he really has shown a consistent ability to impact games in the minor leagues.
Mm-hmm. Jared, you mentioned the awful turnaround going from last night and Houston having the off day there. That is a built-in disadvantage for the Rangers. Did Leiter get out there? Did I see that correctly? Leiter got out there before the rest of the team did?
Yeah, all three starting pitchers actually flew ahead. So Leiter, DeGrom, and Eovaldi were all able to get on a normal clock or maintain a normal clock flying separate from the team. So it shouldn't be an issue there. And here's the thing, too, Eric. I mean, it is a disadvantage. It's not what you'd like. Is that going to be the only reason the Rangers lose if they don't win? No. You know, you know, in some ways, something like this can kind of galvanize you a little bit or cause you to focus a little bit more. Just kind of similar to when players say when they're sick, you know, how they don't worry about the fluff, and they just, like, they are intently and intensely focused on what they need to do. And so maybe that's the case here. You know, we'll see. And sometimes I've heard people say it's not that first night, it's the second night. So we'll see. At the end of the day, it's the situation that the Rangers have. You know, that's they can't alter that. And so they've got business to take care of. And, you know, if they can get the win tonight, that kind of helps set the tone for things.
Jared Sandler with us here on 105 through the Fan, previewing Rangers-Astros, getting that series set up tonight. We got the DeGrom news. He's going to be attending the festivities for the All-Star game. He won't actually be pitching. Should the Rangers have been given another player to represent them actually in the game?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I think the next obvious candidate would be Nathan Eovaldi, but because he's pitching Sunday, you know, I don't know that, you know, he would be pitching in the game either. I still am bummed and disappointed that Nathan Eovaldi is not named an All-Star because he, you know, he absolutely deserves it. To me, it's somewhat criminal, and it's unfortunate. Regardless of whether he's pitching or not, no one's going to care about that in 10 years, but and Evo's been an All-Star, and he started an All-Star game. He started in 23, which is a tremendous honor. But, you know, we always, when a guy retires, we say, you know, two-time All-Star, three-time All-Star, five-time All-Star, whatever. You know, all those opportunities are meaningful. And so I'm bummed about that. Should they have been given someone else? I guess I would ask, you know, who would you nominate as that guy?
Josh Smith, I suppose, would be the top one that comes to mind. Unless you're going to go with one of the bullpen arms, like Kobe Milner.
Yeah.
Kobe Milner.
Yeah, and, you know, Milner's been awesome. It's tough for a middle reliever, you know, to get in. Listen, Josh Smith has been really good, but I think if you compare his numbers, I'd love for Josh Smith to get in. I thought he was robbed last year. I would not oppose Josh Smith getting in by any means, but I understand why, you know, a Ranger, you can't say, well, DeGrom's out, Josh Smith is in, right?
Sure.
Now, maybe something were to change tomorrow, I don't know. The obvious replacement would have been another starting pitcher, and the Rangers have another one who is deserving. but it doesn't solve the need of, you know, being able to get someone who can pitch. So they would basically be like, well, DeGrom's out, we're adding Eovaldi. Oh, Eovaldi's out, we're adding, you know, fill in the blank. So it's frustrating, but, I mean, I understand why when DeGrom announced that he wasn't going to pitch, they didn't go right to Eovaldi.
Did you get to...
I don't agree with it, but I understand it.
Yeah, no, 100%. Did you get to go back and check out Cooper Flagg's debut in Summer League?
I saw some highlights on the bus yesterday. I haven't watched the full game, but, you know, the highlights always make you look a little bit better. I'm not going to read too much. I did see a Zach Wolchek tweet. I think you're already naming Andrew Nembhard an all-star for the upcoming season.
I love him.
Whether it's spring training or preseason football or summer league, I have a tough time putting a lot of stock into it. But it's just cool seeing Cooper Flagg out there. Still also disappointing that Luka Doncic got traded for nothing. I know Anthony Davis isn't nothing, but you guys know what I mean. But, it's exciting, the Cooper Flagg era, and I'm just glad that we don't have, like, 10 years of irrelevance for the Dallas Mavericks because of, you know, Cooper Flagg's presence. And, again, I go back to – I know most of the listeners don't care so much about this, but, you know, there's so many people who work for that organization whose lives were, like, negatively impacted by the trading of Luka Doncic, their ability to earn money because – they're in sales and they work off of commissions. And it was like, you know, people were taking money, you know, from the Mavericks. Now, you know, those people still have jobs that can be fruitful and, you know, they work for a team that's going to have some interest surrounding it. So I'm excited about that. I'm looking forward to seeing Cooper Flagg playing meaningful games. But it is cool seeing him in a Mavericks jersey.
Yeah, it was kind of just the first time we could watch anything Mavericks related and just have joy again watching a Maverick game. But absolutely, I mean, you got to take summer league, spring training, preseason with a grain of salt. I mean, totally meaningless.
And I think, Zach, if we weren't in the middle of, like, if we had an off day, I think I'd probably be like a little more locked in. I did make a point to watch highlights. It's probably the first time, and I don't know how long, I've made a point to watch highlights from a stupid summer league game.
Well, screw the Angels. So you should have been off and able to watch that. And it should have been a day game.
That's right.
They screwed you.
I agree.
All right, buddy. Bleep Houston. Let's go get a sweep. And I don't think we'll catch up with you next week because you're going to be on vacation and you deserve some time off.
Well, if you guys need me, I'll be around. I also think that's probably good, you know, for your ratings if you don't have me on for a few days, too. So,
We love you.
We need you on that wall. We want you on that wall.
Yeah. You need my rambling on that wall for sure.
Yes, we do. Take care, buddy.
See you guys.
There he goes. Jared Sandler, your Rangers preview brought to you, of course, by Blue Nail Roofing. All right, fellas, it's time for What You Drinking and What You Thinking. 877-881-1053. It's Quentin time. Let's do that next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ooh,
inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.